The whole idea was to use less of everything in those days. So here I was, driving to school at the age of 15, and I never knew until I went back to my 20th class reunion that I was the envy of all the boys in the school. Most of them had no cars, and those that did only had an A stamp, which didn't take you very far. I was allowed to stay in Bend once in a while, overnight, with a girlfriend, usually because of a football game. I then took all the kids home afterwards in my car, and I guess they still remember that to this day. I just thought it was great fun. Dad and I had a deal about it all. If I decided to come home after the game, I had to be back by 11:30 p.m., or he would start to worry. If I wasn't home by midnight, I knew he would be terribly worried, so I always tried to make it before 11:30, and I don't ever remember him yelling at me for being late. He gave me a lot of room in those days. I graduated from Bend High in May of 1947 and had many friends over the years that I see to this day. We were all very close, and we took care of each other. World War II started in December 1941. The Japanese had struck Pearl Harbor, and it was a terrible shock to the whole world. Life at the ranch changed a great deal after that time. In 1941, I believe, was the last summer that Uncle Bush and Aunt Martha came out, until after the war in 1947. All travel was restricted because of the war effort, and we went on a lot of rationing. The worst thing that happened to our family at the ranch was that we lost our mother in November of 1942. She was 42 years old and was to have a baby in January of 1943. She hadn't felt well for a couple of days and asked me to stay home and clean her bedroom on a Monday, November 2nd, which I did. That night, about 11:30 p.m., she went into a coma, and Dad called Uncle Doc to come right out. He arrived in about 25 minutes. I stayed with Mom while Dad cranked up the Kohler electric plant for lights. She kept asking for me and didn't know me when I tried to tell her I was right there. I was 13 years old and had never really been around someone that ill. I rubbed her arms for her as she said that she felt numb. Then Uncle Doc got there and took one look at her and called Ben for an ambulance. He had me go out to the dining room with him, and he asked me to stay at the stove and heat some water to boiling, put a hypodermic needle in it, and let it boil for a few minutes. I did that, and he went back to Mom. The next thing I knew, the ambulance was there, and I peeked out in time to see her wheeled out of her bedroom and he be put into the ambulance and taken away. That was the last time I ever saw her. I knew she would be okay when she got to the hospital. I went to school the next morning, and my Aunt Mittie came back to the ranch with Dad to help out. When I came home that night, Dad said that he would be going back to see Mom and that she was pretty sick. I understood that and went to bed. The next morning, Dad took Mary and me to school. About 1 o'clock in the afternoon, when I was going from study hall to the library upstairs at school, I got a real funny feeling like something was wrong. I didn't know what to think. I knew that my mom would be fine as she was in the hospital, and that is where people get better. My brother Claude, who had been away in Corvallis at Oregon State College, met me after school with Mary Jean. He also had my Uncle Charlie, who was my mother's brother from Portland, in the car. I was so excited to see Uncle Charlie, and I remember asking him if he knew our mom was ill and in the hospital. He didn't turn around and seem so quiet. Well, then Claude was the one to reach across the back seat and put his arm around me and say to me, "You're a big girl now, aren't you?" Of course, I said yes. Then he told me that our mother had died that day about 1 p.m. And I've always wondered later if that was why I had such a strange feeling at school that day at just about that time. Well, I just plain didn't believe it, but something told me I had to act sad. So that is just what I did. I tried to cry. I put on quite an act and really did feel badly for Claude and Uncle Charlie, as I felt they really thought they were correct. They took me over to Uncle Doc's house, and that is where I found my dad sitting in the living room. His face looked so sad, and I told him I would take care of him,